Rich, the Eagles are 4-4. What do you make of this team going into the second half of the year?
Well, I think they're a lot like other teams out there. I think they're, at this point in the season, some teams are really going to begin to separate themselves. I think the Eagles could be one of those teams. I really like what their defense is doing right now, especially in the secondary. I think, you know, revamping that secondary was a brilliant move. And I think Sam right now is starting to probably play his best football. I think it comes at a good time. And I'm not surprised to see him kind of get off to a slower start in September when you consider he hadn't played for 2 years. He's in a new system, a lot of new footwork and things like that. But to me, this division is probably going to come down to maybe the last week of the season between the Giants and the Eagles.
You can speak to it with experience. How monumental is the task of missing basically 2 years of football and then coming back into an entirely new environment?
Yeah, I mean, it's like learning a new language altogether. I just think that the terminology, the verbiage, the system, the concepts were, you know, very new to him, and having not played. And I think just the speed of the game, I think you're seeing him now, the game slowing down for him a little bit. I think he's able to process information more efficiently. I think there's some areas the Eagles have to get better. Obviously, third down is an area where they've struggled a little bit. But they do things offensively that are very unique in this league. As you know, the tempo and the pace with which they play really puts a lot of stress on a defense, especially from a communication standpoint. They got a team coming in this weekend, the Miami Dolphins. Right now they're struggling stopping the run. So I kind of like where the Eagles are at right now.
And it's interesting, Rich, because early in the season when the offense was struggling, the critics wondered if the NFL had caught up with Chip. Have you seen him make adjustments over the course of the year?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to look at this offense in year three, and they're very different. You've got a new quarterback. You've got two new running backs. You've got a couple new receivers. That's a lot of change. And, you know, they don't have the history together, especially with the quarterback. So I think I'm not surprised to see him have some inconsistencies along the way. But I think there, as I said, you know, this is a time where the good teams begin to separate themselves. And I think these next 3 or 4 weeks are going to tell us a lot about who the Eagles are and what they're capable of doing late in the season.
What's the challenge for the Eagles defense on Sunday?
I think winning on first down. This is a offense right now that I think lacks some confidence. The quarterback can be really good, and he can also be really bad. And Lamar Miller is a talented player if he gets up on the second level. A lot of their stuff is they have drive starters on first down. They want to get the ball to Landry. But when you study them on tape, they're a hard team to figure out right now. They have a little bit of Chip's offense. Bill Lazor was with Chip, so they try and do some of those no huddle, up tempo, control the pace and the substitution patterns. But when you really break down this offense right now, the red zone's been a problem for them. Third down's been a problem for them. So they're going to have success. They have struggled on the early downs, and that's going to be if the Eagles can win on first down, it's going to really put the pressure back on Miami.